So I understand you submitted your proposal before a jury. So you already had the idea in mind. Tell me a little bit about your idea for this mural.
So I'm not even sure how many people submitted proposals, but I just know I was a runner-up with another artist from Ottawa. His proposal was a figurative design, which often wins just about every other project I've been involved with and that runs through this course. But my approach is always abstract, which is not always what the community wants. So I was very happily surprised that they selected mine because it takes a certain kind of sensitivity to really grasp the energy of the design. I grew up with a lot of murals, and the ones that impacted me the most were the ones that it took me longer to understand. And I think that may have had some bearing in my evolution as an artist. The design I created is rooted in my 30 years or almost 30 years of doing graffiti. So it's text-based, but it's the word that I used was Kingston, of course, and I abstracted it. So it's not immediately legible, and it's not necessary to be legible. But it's a kind of a foundation of the abstraction itself. And it's a lot of shapes and colors that are very much intuitively developed through a style that I've been building for the past decade or so. I don't know if that answers the question well enough.
Oh, absolutely. Great. Yes. And I can certainly see that. Just by, I have a sample image of the design in front of me here, and I can certainly see that. Now, I'm curious, did you have certain criteria or parameters that you had to work under when you were pitching this?
Not specifically. We had dimensions to work within, and then they changed. But I think they were just looking for a unique voice that had something to offer to the community that was going to make a difference and stand out and become a landmark.
So this project was basically commissioned through the city of Kingston, if I understand, in partnership with High Point Developments?
Correct. Yes, they're the ones funding the project.
Excellent. And tell me a bit about the title, Kingston, A Moment in the City.
I could speak on this for too long, but I just hope with this design that it sparks a little joy, love, and pride for the diverse, tangible, intangible, and natural heritage that that make up Kingston for what it is today. It's almost I've been told that the hub is the heart of the city, and this building is kind of at a intersection that is highly transited and it'll be highly visible. So I find a lot of these landmarks in our cities end up being something that we just pass by, and on our transit from our homes to our work or wherever it is that we're going. So I always hope that I capture people's attention long enough for them to meditate on what they've seen or how it makes them feel or how they think about it. And furthermore, if anyone is with them, if they can have a dialogue about it and have a conversation about the art piece itself, I find that's very important as a society to continue kind of speaking about these landmarks, because the mural scene is fairly recent. There was a stint in the 60s and 70s in some cities around the world, very few cities. But because of graffiti, street art, came of it. It was born out of it, and it's created this giant movement, international movement, that's placing art of all kinds in public spaces, and pushing this dialogue about what is the meaning of this, and how does it make us feel? How will it? How do we identify with it? It creates all kinds of feelings like, pride. I've seen communities change because of the murals that start to pop up in there. People start to take better care of their places they might repaint a fence across the street or take care of a project that they've put off for years because they want to match the level of aesthetic value that a place has, or they stop throwing cigarette butts in that corner because it there's something in them that makes them feel like it's not right to desecrate the a fresh new mural, or whether it be a new building or a sculpture. I think there's a lot to say about decorating our communities.
Wow. So these forms of art really do have a positive impact.
Yeah, they do, and I think we've known this as a society for many years, as it's used in as art therapy and in schools and prisons with people with traumatic experiences or whatever it may be. I think we don't all have to be part of these places to benefit from art itself.
Why do you feel that there is a comeback in, or perhaps say a bit of a emergence of this art form of murals in particular?
I think historically art has played a very important role in the development of our civilization. I know it sounds very grandiose, but if you look back as far as you can with art, artists have always had that sensibility to kind of share the vibe of or the frequency or the what it is that's going on in the moment. It often started political, and so it almost tells a story about our changes as we evolve as a society. Art used to be a little bit exclusive, whereas it would be in galleries and museums, and you had to pay a fee, or you had to have the time in the first place to go to these places. And it would just sit there collecting dust, and it wouldn't really be accessible to everyone. But with public art, it's made it accessible to everyone, and I think that's affecting our psyche. It's affecting our perception as a society. And I think it's hard to be mad at, form and color and shape and beauty. I think we all strive to find beauty and joy in our lives, and art definitely accents this experience. If you're going to work and you're having a bad day, or you're not feeling well, and you see a bright, colorful piece of art that you haven't seen before, and there's something about it that picks you up and cheers you up, and that's what I always hope to do with my work. To take them away from their daily lives and routines, and have them dive into their imagination and explore things that they might have not explored before, just kind of reset that mind state and start off afresh with like a new positive outlook.
That's a great point you made. I recently spoke with another artist who constructed out of yarn, and as she put it, you don't get angry at the yarn. So I love that.
Exactly.
Perfect. Yeah. And just to wrap up, have you had a chance to visit Kingston recently?
I haven't been in a long time. I'm hoping to be able to spend some time, seeing all the landmarks and eating at all the great restaurants that you guys have there. I do have some connections in town, so I'm hoping they'll take me on a nice tour. I'll surely be back from time to time to see how the work and the community is evolving after this point, because I believe this is the first large-scale mural that the city has produced. So it's kind of a seed that'll flourish within the next coming years, depending on the response of the people. I'm sure they'll be content with some, fresh coats of paint here and there. But the more color you put in a city, the brighter our lives will feel.
Excellent. And so this will be starting to go up on Monday.
Correct.
And expected to be completed by the end of the week, by Friday of next week.
Yes, at the latest. I'm hoping to for everything to go well on this project. There's always, technical difficulties or weather issues, but if everything goes smoothly, it should take 3 to 4 days at most. I have a a great assistant, and everyone's been very helpful and cooperative, and it's been flowing smoothly. So I'm hoping it'll continue this way. And yeah, I'm very excited about coming over in a few days.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining me today, Peru. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate the interview.